From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For years, the Chicago Fire Department has struggled to deal with racism in its ranks, and now several recent incidents have forced a change in its top leadership. Racial slurs were broadcast over firehouse radios, and an African-American fire chief received a death threat. From Chicago Public Radio, Jay Field reports.
The most recent problem surfaced in February when a white fireman riding with an all-white company made racist comments about a driver in traffic broadcast inadvertently over the fire department's radio network. Weeks later, African-American battalion chief Nicholas Russell found a letter waiting for him one morning when he arrived at his firehouse in Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood.
It was a typewritten letter as if it were a press release. It said, "Fire chief found in a shallow grave, with multiple gunshot wounds to the chest." And it predicted my death of June 19th, 2004.
Off duty just a few hours now, Russell is still wearing his blue uniform as he picks at his plate of fruit and bacon at a downtown Chicago restaurant. Throughout his 24-year career, Russell, who heads the city's African American Firefighters League, says black firemen have grown accustomed to being the butt of racist comments, jokes, and threats. After the threat against Russell, racial slurs continued to air over department radio waves. By the beginning of April, Fire Commissioner James Joyce had announced his retirement, and Chicago had its first black chief, Cortez Trotter. At a news conference announcing the change, reporters asked Mayor Richard Daley what role the recent incidents had played in the shakeup.
No, it has no relationship. There's a few instances of disrespect, a few. There is a number of individuals that we have to find out who they are.
But others familiar with the department's history say it's struggling with a problem that has plagued the entire fire service for years. Phil Shainman, with Arlington, Virginia-based System Planning Corporation, has studied personnel issues in more than 100 fire departments, including Chicago's.
The fire service is a rather amazing environment. Some of the firefighters who probably would say racist things wouldn't hesitate to protect their brother firefighters on the fire ground.
But back at the firehouse, says Shainman, things change.
You're living and working in the same place for 24 hours at a crack, usually. And that creates tensions and a family atmosphere where lots of things come out that don't come out in the workplace.
Shainman's 1999 study of Chicago's fire department praised its firefighting abilities, but criticized it for fostering a culture beset by racial strife and nepotism. In Chicago, nearly 70% of city firefighters are white, while just under 20% are African American, a ratio that's at odds with the city's overall population breakdown. Some in the department believe narrowing the disparity would go a long way toward improving race relations. Carol Chetkovich, a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, spent a year and a half studying efforts to integrate the Oakland, California Fire Department. She says it's just not that simple.
Even in departments that do have a fairly high proportion of people of color, the problem is that in order to get to this point of having a more integrated fire service, we've had to go through a lot of significant legal battles, which have left, I think, scars in terms of divisions among firefighters.
In the 1970s, a federal consent decree demanded that Chicago hire more minority firemen. But it wasn't until a 1980 strike that minority representation in the department increased. Scores of black firefighters crossed the picket lines for jobs, a move that infuriated many striking whites. Incoming Commissioner Cortez Trotter is pledging to diversify the department's ranks. He offered this warning as he accepted his appointment.
"We are entering a new era for the Chicago Fire Department. Please recognize that for what it is, or be prepared to face the consequences of your actions."
Trotter faces a difficult task. Recent news reports mention cases where black residents have refused to talk to or receive services from white firefighters. So as he prepares to take over later this month, Cortez Trotter must find a way to heal a divided department and prevent its divisions from hurting the quality of the services it delivers. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.